Today we're discussing the halachic importance of serving as the tzaddik and the shaila of whether one is allowed to serve as a tzaddik multiple times in his lifetime and for multiple times for one family. Before we begin, as always, the shenapi relied upon for halachic psak and a rav should be consulted. The tzaddik is the term that is given for the person during the circumcision who holds the baby on his lap while the circumcision is being performed. And the Maril in Hilchas Mila writes an unbelievable halacha. He says, Mari Segel kishanasuhu balbris, when the Mari Segel served as a sandik, when he would hold the baby on his lap, hayanoyig lirchoitz velitvel atzmei lahachnis atinik betahara labris, first of all, he would go to the mikveh beforehand. In order to properly prepare himself for this important mitzvah, he would go to the mikveh in order to make sure that he was tahar. V'amar, and he said, Godol mitzvahs bal bris, mitzvahs hamayel, v'bnei sharag v'lov, nidm l'mizbeach, kilu makter k'tarus l'shamayim. And he said that it's a bigger mitzvah to serve as a tzaddik than to serve as the moel, as the one who's performing the circumcision. He said, because when you're holding the baby, your legs have the status of the mizbeach, the great altar in the Beis HaMikdash, and when you're holding the baby, it's as if you're makter ketores l'shamayim, it's as if you're bringing incense to Shemayim, one of the great avodos that was done in the Beis HaMikdash. And continues the Maril, Uma oso tam kosav Rabbeinu Peretz, and based on this ruling, Rabbeinu Peretz said, Mashein kofum lases banav lebalbris echad pamayim v'sholish, rak l'chol ben boirer balbris echad. The Rabbeinu Peretz says, based on this teaching, the custom has become not to give, not to let one person serve as a tzaddik twice for one family. Mishum de'itmar perakama de'yuma, because the Gemara in Yuman says, Koyin shehik de'kataris pamachas le'shina oid lo'olam. The Gemara says, in Yuma, that all the Kohanim wanted to serve to bring the Ketores. It was a very big avod in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara says that they wouldn't allow someone to do it twice in his lifetime. Once you did it once, that was it. You were Zocha and you had your turn. So says Rabbeinu Peretz, based on this concept that being the tzaddik is as if you're bringing the Ketores, therefore the custom has become that if one person becomes a tzaddik for one family member, he shouldn't be a tzaddik for a second family member. Meaning, if you have a grandfather who's tzaddik for his grandson, and then he has another grandson from the same family, he shouldn't be tzaddik a second time. Because the same way in the Beis HaMikdash, they wouldn't let the Kohen bring the Ketores twice, so to this person should not perform tzaddikoyis, as they say, should not be the tzaddik for two times for one family. This halacha is brought down by the Rama in Yeridea Sim Reish Samach Hei Sif Yud Aleph. It's a very important to fulfill this mitzvah of being a tzaddik. And he continues that it's as if you bring ketores. And therefore, the custom has become not to give two children from one family to one person to be the tzaddik. Okay. Now this opinion of the Ramad, so this is, by the way, this is the source to not be the tzaddik twice for one family. Meaning if you have a person named Shmuel who has two sons, those two sons should not use the same tzaddik. That's the halach, based on this Ramah. The problem with this Ramah is that there are numerous problems with this Ramah. First of all, the Ramah seems to indicate that it's only a problem to serve as a tzaddik twice for one family member. Meaning, it's only a problem for, let's say you have a person named Chaim, and Chaim wants to be the tzaddik twice for Shmuel's family, that's not allowed. However, let's say Chaim wants to be the tzaddik twice in his lifetime. One for Shmuel's family, one for a different family, that would be okay. That was written mefurish in the Pirush Beis Hillel on the Ramah. But that doesn't make any sense. Because if you really want to compare it to the way it was done in the Beis HaMikdash, the way it was done in the Beis HaMikdash is, once someone brought Ketores once, he was done for his lifetime. So then if that's the case, then according to the Ramah, once you become a tzaddik once in your lifetime, you should never be allowed to do it again. Meaning that If you have a person, a grandfather who served as a tzaddik once for one family, he can't be a tzaddik ever again. And obviously we don't find that. The Gra disagreed with the Ramah because he says Devar Vein Lam Shachar. It doesn't make any sense. Dim Kain Mekomakim Ma'adam Echadavka Ve'echalei Yaseh Shtei Pam Tzaddik La'olam. Because according to the Ramah, that means you can't be a tzaddik twice in your lifetime, and that's a problem. The second problem, this is the Gra has noticed that why couldn't a Kohen perform Ketores twice in his lifetime? So the Gemara explains, because bringing Ketores may be very wealthy, and they wanted to spread the wealth. So the Gra says, Lo ra'inu sandik shemisasher. I never saw a sandik become wealthy. Meaning you can't really compare it, because in the Beis HaMikdash, when you broke a Torah, you became wealthy. I've never saw a sandik become wealthy. That's the second problem. On that, the Chassam Sofer says, maybe they're not wealthy, but maybe they were supposed to they become really poor, and Hashem prevented that. But that's the second problem. The third problem is the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan is a very valid point. By the Beis HaMikdash, you know, who's in charge of the Beis HaMikdash? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, we're going to spread the wealth. But when it comes to, he says right here, first of all, by the way, even by the Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't that a Kohen is not allowed to perform the Ketores twice. He was allowed to. It's just that we chose to spread the wealth. But let's say, during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, if all of Klal Yisrael got together and said, we want this Kohen to bring the Ketores twice, it would seem that that would be okay. So go back to our case. This father is in charge of who's performing the Sandik. He wants his father to do it. Why should we stop him? All we see from the Gemara is that there's a concept that they used to spread the wealth by the Beis HaMikdash. But who says that you have to? Maybe by the Beis HaMikdash they did, but who says you have to? And the Noida Behuda in Madura Kamech Yerideus in Pevav, he also writes, "Is the Bishlama Ketores Yavoda Masur L'Chol Bnei Aaron Ishkeachav." When it comes to Ketores, all of the Kohanim have the right to serve as to perform the Ketores. V'imkein Kulum Shutvim B'Davar, and therefore Lo Hanicha Lios Echad Shone by Pamayim V'Chaver Lo Yiskav Mitzazu. Because every person, every Kohen, had the right to bring the Ketores, it was only fair that you would take turns. Avo Mitzah Sandik, but who's in charge of choosing the Sandik? When you have a husband and wife who have a baby, who's in charge? They are. The father, whatever, they're in charge. And if they choose to give it to someone, who's stopping them? By the Beis HaMikdash, the right to bring Ketores belonged to all the Kohanim. So all the Kohanim said the most fair thing is to take turns. But when it comes to this is their business. And if they choose to give it to someone else, then it shouldn't be a problem. That's the problem that many Achronim have. And therefore, the Vilna Gaon says, I agree that a person should not be a Sandik twice for one family, but not for the Ramah's reason. The Ramah's reason is based on the Maril because he's comparing it to bringing Ketores. Says the Vilna Gaon, it's a completely much simpler reason. It's based on one of the Tzavos or Rav Yehuda HaChassid. I gave a shiur on it recently, that the Tzavos or Rav Yehuda HaChassid was the last will and testament of Rav Yehuda HaChassid, and a lot of Kabbalistic concepts he said not to do. One of them is, he writes in Lamed Hey, Lo Yasa L'Chaver Sandik L'Shnei Banav. You should not become a Sandik for two young boys in the same family. El Imkein Meis Echad, because Chas Hashalom, it's a dangerous thing for the children, Kabbalistically. So, and by the way, many Mepharshim explain this is a Kabbalistic thing. So the Vilna Gaon says, I agree in halacha, in principle, that a person should not perform a Sandik for two brothers. But not for the reason of the Ramah. The Ramah was trying to compare it to Ketores. Says the Gra, that's not the reason. It's a Kabbalistic thing. It's the Tzavos of Yehuda HaChassid. Now, understanding Tzavos of Yehuda HaChassid, the basic understanding is that it's Kabbalistic. However, Rav Moshe Sternbuch in Chilik Beis and Top Tzadi Beis explains that it's not just Kabbalistic. It's based on Ayin Hara. It's based on Ayin Hara. It looks bad. It's an Ayin Hara for you to be the same Sandik for two brothers. Therefore, he says, a grandfather would be allowed to, based on this reasoning. If it's just Kabbalistic, then one person should not be a Sandik for two brothers. That's just Kabbalistic. But the Moshe Sternbuch is trying to give a rationale behind it, and his rationale is Tzayin Hara. It doesn't look good. People are going to look at you and say, oh, you're the Sandik twice. Again, you're the Sandik. And it's an Ayin Hara. Says the Moshe Sternbuch, however, if you're the grandfather, no one's going to look at the grandfather and say, you're the Sandik again. Of course he's the Sandik. He's the grandfather. And therefore it will be allowed. But again, it would be very, I don't know, I'd be scared to take upon this. In addition, if the whole, meaning according to the Vilna Gaon, the whole reason to be Machmir is based on the Tzavos or Yehuda HaChassid. I can't go into it right now, but many Achronim, including the Noda Behuda and the Shav Yaakov and other Achronim, never were machmer like the tzavos of Yehuda Chassid. I gave a shir on it in its own right, but many achronim felt that the tzavos of Yehuda Chassid were not meant for public halacha. It was meant for a private halacha. It was meant for his family, and it wasn't meant for public halacha. In which case, so according to the Vilna Gaon, if the whole reason to be machmer is based on the tzavos of Yehuda Chassid, if you're makel on the tzavos of Yehuda Chassid, I guess you could be makel with this as well. The Neid Behuda says that in Poland, the custom was, he's trying to disprove this whole thing. This whole reason not to have one person be the sandik for two brothers, he says, it's not such a big deal, because many rabbonim, many rebbes were sandik for the whole family. So clearly, it was never accepted. On that, the Chassam Sofer and Aruch Chaim Simikuf Nur Ches, he says, no, it's possible that it's really a problem. And based on the Ramah, we'll go with the Ramah's rationale. And the Ramah's rationale was that it was because it's like Ketores in the Beis HaMikdash, that a Kohen was not allowed to perform the Ketores twice. But says the Chassam Sofer, the Kohen Gadol was always allowed to. The Kohen Gadol was allowed to do it as many times as he wanted. Therefore, a Rav in the town maybe has the status of a Kohen Gadol, in which case it would be allowed. Okay, it's a nice thought. And again, this is all... So whether a Rav or whether a grandfather would be allowed, it would depend. If you understand that, let's pick a Rav. Would a Rav be allowed to be the sandik for two brothers? So if the reason is, according to the Ramah, because a Kohen was not allowed to do Ketores twice, on that the Chassam Sofer says, yeah, but a Kohen Gadol was allowed, and if this rabbi is a big rabbi, maybe he has the status of a Kohen Gadol. Now if the concern is because the Tzavos of Yehuda Chassid, then it depends. If it's just Kabbalistic, then it'll be a problem. If the understanding of the Tzavos of Yehuda Chassid is like Rav Moshe Sternbuch understood, and that it's based on Maris Ayin, it's Ayin Hara, that it's Ayin Hara for one person to be the Sandik twice, says Rav Moshe Sternbuch, if it's a big rabbi, no one's going to give a big rabbi an Ayin Hara, in which case it will be allowed. So I guess a Rav should be consulted. All questions could be sent to avizakatinsky@gmail.com, avizakutinsky@gmail.com.